Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
You've got some balls, Tony.
You've got some real balls coming to me on this day.
We're back together.
We are reunited. It feels so good. I'm so glad to be back.
I'm recovered.
IRL, you've recovered.
Still
from...
a little congested, but I think my... viral incubation period is
your viral load is down.
My viral load is very low. It was tough. Everyone, there's a cold going around out there that is,
it's hard.
I think a lot of people have it. I've been seeing on social media.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely making the rounds. So just remember, you can still get other things other than COVID.
True. True that.
Our immunity systems are all down because we've been inside.
I know, and you haven't like interacted with people. No. And it is that season, the season of colds.
Sickness.
Yeah, so I'm crossing my fingers that I don't get it, but you never know.
I mean, I saw you last Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
Or, yeah. No.
The Thursday before last.
2 weeks ago.
Oh, so long.
Crazy. And I was starting to get
you were
a
having
cough.
A scratch.
And you didn't get sick, so clearly, thank God for that.
I know.
I was worried that I got my parents sick, that I got Simon's family sick, but so far, I think everyone's okay.
I love that.
So, it was just me and Simone.
Knocking on wood, and wait, no, Tony.
No, Tony, stop. Tony was...
Tony's starting today.
He was starting as soon as I walked in.
Well, okay, so it's raining outside. It's such a cozy, rainy day. And when it rains, I don't do shoes in the apartment. But other than that, I'm like fine about
yeah.
it. And I asked Carrie to take his shoes off and was met with a little bit of fear and trepidation, which was rightfully earned because Tony mistakes. I think he thinks that feet are
toys
when they have certain socks on. And he will relentlessly attack a foot. He's been like that since he was a baby. The only way to stop him is to completely freeze. He's like, who, me?
His ear. Keep it up.
Piglet ear.
He's staunchly anti-feet.
He's completely anti-feet, or maybe pro-feet.
Yeah.
Much to the detriment of those around him. And the only way to get him to stop is to like freeze completely and be like, no, very forcefully, and then redirect him or push him towards a toy. But it's
hard to
it's
freeze.
Very hard for people to freeze, especially when your feet are being nipped at by a feral pug.
I like kind of slowly.
No, you keep moving, but that escalates.
I slowly
it.
Pushed him with my foot into the corner of in your kitchen.
And then he fully attacked more.
I know. I was like, I felt bad because I was getting a little stern.
No, you gotta get stern.
Tonya. Guys, we need to talk about something another dire situation. On Friday night, Lara sent me a link to an article that...
I'm pulling it up.
...rocked my world and Lara's.
And I feel like it was so...
It was vile.
So visceral and vile that like no one has talked... No one's talking about this horrific, truly Cronenbergian thing that happened again
Radar,
at a Lisa Vanderpump establishment.
Radar was just... They're always good to go with like the dregs of celebrity news.
But like, isn't that, I thought she was in bed with Radar. Radar Online.
Maybe they've turned on her. Or she's turned on them.
Yeah, it seemed like there was a turn.
Guys, it was, if you think the story of the woman who on all fours was spouting diarrhea and puke at the same time on the floor of Sir after eating orange cream chicken. Fish.
Wait, she's been spotted since then.
The woman?
No, Lisa. I'm just pulling everything up because we have to really go through this and do it justice.
So this is all alleged, everyone. Because I posted something in some a veterinarian was like, that's not how it works. So I immediately took the post down because I was like, you know what? I don't feel like
arbitrating anal worms with a vet on Twitter at like 9 p.m. on a Friday night when you're sick. I'm just trying to always have fun.
I'm trying to be.
You're just trying to have fun with some worm humor. Okay, but this is not humorous.
No, it's
Lisa Vanderpump's famous dog foundation sued after allegedly selling worm-infested puppy to woman who began expelling eggs from her, quote, vagina and anus.
Okay, so this headline is misleading because it makes you think that when I first read it, I was like, oh, the dog was expelling eggs.
Yeah.
And then when I started reading it, because Laura was like, I'm truly like going to vomit. I'm so horrified. And I was like, yeah, it's gross. But in my head, I was like, dogs get anal worms.
Dogs get worms all the time.
But then when I read and I realized, no.
No, no.
Not the dog.
The woman.
The woman.
The woman got worms.
Was expelling worms and eggs.
From
her
every hole in her body.
Her vagina and her butthole and her mouth. Did you see the Nicki Minaj?
I posted that. I made that. So there's this woman who got worms from being around dogs. Okay. So this woman, disgruntled, as one would be, is suing Vanderpump Dogs.
Also a famous dog shelter.
Her famous dog rescue foundation.
I guess it is.
Okay, so this woman visited in July of 2019 and adopted a dachshund puppy named Cassie. Side note, I just want to say, what dog rescue place has a full breed dachshund puppy at it? Seems a little weird for a rescue foundation to have a dachshund. Anyways, just moving on. Just want to point that
breeding?
Out. I think that a lot of these dog rescue places, they buy from breeders. Or they'll take on breeder dogs. I think it's like it's a tax write-off to have a foundation. And I have like a good boots on the ground source that's like, yeah, most of these rescue foundations are taking like full breed dogs.
And then the actual rescue dogs are being like euthanized.
He claims that there's actually not that many rescue dogs, like, even available. Like the numbers are really inflated. Yeah, you like don't like puppies, but like full breed dogs that people surrender and stuff, I think, or like get lost, get euthanized. But he was saying
Anyway.
And that's just him. That's not me. Don't worry. I don't know what I'm talking about ever. So please don't please just don't. If you're gonna start, stop.
that.
She fell in love with this puppy dachshund, and then she alleges Vanderpump staff ensured her it was okay to hold and play with Cassie, despite the dog not yet getting her deworming treatment. She claims her adoption was approved the very next day, but says workers faked the dog's immunization records. The woman also claims they told her Cassie had been dewormed and even provided a certification. In the documents, the pet owner alleges Vanderpump Dog's employees promised she was getting a puppy in healthy condition. The woman claims Cassie,
the dachshund.
Her name should be Cassie. Cassie began to act strangely as soon as they got home and was scooting across the floor. Telltale worm behavior. She says the dog began expelling large live worms while defecating. According to documents, the woman claims she called Vanderpump Dogs without success. She alleges she took the dog to a pet hospital and Cassie was treated for a serious worm infection. What allegedly happened next is disgusting to say the least. Literally thinking the of the drama. Employee who wrote this.
Giddy.
What if you were issued this story as your radar? You're like, it's Friday night and you have to like turn this draft
in. I bet
in.
It was fun.
Yeah. The dog got treated and the woman ended up allegedly contracting the intestinal parasites, which I Googled this because after that vet came for you, I was like, can you get worms? Like, what's the deal? Yeah. And you can get worms if you are with a pet or an animal that has worms and you don't wash your hands and you like eat something, you can get worms. Mm-hmm. Like, it's like not uncommon. Over the next few days, she claims she began feeling sick, and here's the grossest part. The woman alleges she began expelling live worms and eggs from her mouth, vagina, and anus.
Wait, okay, so just pause on this. Are we talking like earthworms?
No, it's like...
like maggots?
Okay, so when I was little, my mom always, like, we were very much like a heavy-duty, like, bathing family. But my mom told me something when I was young, like, as a reason why you have to bathe all the time, that has haunted me into adulthood. And she was like, some people, like, if they don't bathe correctly or they're, like, dirty or don't wash their hands, you can start having, like, an itchy butt at night. And then at night, worms will crawl out of your butt. Like your bottom, and that's how you know, like, and I was just haunted by the idea of like at night worms just like crawling out of your asshole, like that's not okay. And so I've been a staunch shower, I mean since the day I was born, but ever yeah. since then. And okay. I don't know, these are like intestinal parasites.
Yeah, but like they're making it sound like there's like grubs coming out of her.
You can, I think, get worms coming out of your ass if you have like a really bad parasitic intestinal infection.
What
like
about it's eggs? Like,
I don't know, but I did. She might have had, because there are certain worms that are segmented, and so the segments of the worms can come out and they look like eggs because they're small segments. So maybe she was just having segmented worms. I don't know if they can come out of your vagina. Or your mouth, that seems wild if true. But I wouldn't put anything past dirty old Vanderpump dogs.
Guys.
I think you could probably get worms judging by just the smell of Vanderpump dogs when I was in there.
It's that you wretched, can
absolutely
wretched
get worms from touching anything in that place.
If you've never been, guys, because I've been like twice, it's a wretched, wretched place. It smells like...
it smells like peace.
It smells like
it's a full
dry,
peace. It's a full
crusty
peace
piss.
House.
It's a piss... barn, and it smells all over the place. It smells like poop and piss. It's unclean.
It is an unclean
I'm sorry,
establishment.
I'll say it. I don't give a shit.
No, it should not.
It's a wretched, disgusting place.
Should not reek of peace the way it does.
And she should be ashamed of herself.
That's even like just giving, even just adopting out a, like a non deworm dewormed dog, or telling someone
wow,
that a dog
raining.
Is healthy when it's not. Is still like shitty, shady behavior.
Yeah, and it's abusive to the dog.
Yeah, like just deworm the dog.
Poor dog.
But I also feel like she just has like random volunteers come in.
Yeah.
Like it's all, and right down to the finances of it, I'm sure if you were to like look into the operating procedures. Operating procedures, that piss palace, it would be really.
That piss farm.
That whole piss house.
It's
disgusting.
True. And I
like what you can't even go and buy anything in there because it all just soaks up the piece.
I think maybe that's why I had such an aversion to Lucy Juicy Apple Juicy storyline, was because it all surrounded Vanderpump dogs, which when I was there, I just wanted to leave because it's like piss.
It makes sense that a dog would be highly irate and wanting to bite after living in a piss house because that's how I felt upon leaving
I
as
know.
Well.
And it's just so like the, oh, anyway, keep going.
She says she was diagnosed with an intestinal parasite. She also says she was forced to get strong medication because of the seriousness of the parasitic infection. The female alleges she's been beyond traumatized from the emotional ordeal and claims she suffered nightmares because of it. She's suing Lisa's Vanderpump Dogs Foundation, which was heavily publicized on her show, Vanderpump Rules, for negligence and fraud. Raid Online has reached out to Lisa's rep and the Dog Foundation for comment. So far, no word back.
Are there updates?
Lisa was recently, Lisa Vanderpump, unbothered and first sighting since woman sued ex-Real Housewives of Beverly Hills star foundation claiming puppy gave her cringeworthy case of nerves.
Lisa loves that.
Lisa is like, she's truly like, all press is good press,
she's
darling.
She literally is like, she's, darling.
Imagine having Like, imagine having a guest over to your apartment and then they left and they got worms coming out of every hole of their body and then sued you for it. And you were like, hey, Flip, off to lunch I go.
She's like this. And then, like, an egg comes out of her mouth.
Also, like, if that happened to me, I don't know if I could, like, sue. I think I would have to just suicidally kill myself because there's no bouncing back from a worm.
No, I would go, I'd live off the land.
I'd live in forest. I would take to forest.
I would take to forest or I would take to hospital. But I would leave LA and I would never step foot in the city again. If LA became a place of whole eggs, if I laid eggs.
If you laid eggs, like, out of every hole.
If I laid an egg, and even just one egg, I would have to leave.
She probably is extremely bonded to that dog because they've now been through, like, the same thing. Like, that would make me love my dog more. I mean, if, like, if Tony got worms, which he wouldn't because he's been dewormed and on like medication. He's on prep. But if he got worms and then I got his worms, I'd question a lot. I wouldn't lie.
What do you mean?
Like, if I got worms from my dog and in that way, I'd question
faith,
a lot of life choices. Yeah,
God
for
would,
sure.
I would stop believing. I mean, yeah. I don't really believe anyway, but I would stop believing completely.
Actually make me more believe in God because I'm like, nature is crazy.
If I lay worm eggs,
unstoppable worm eggs just coming out of every hole.
Like, if someone opened the door and I like was like, someone came in to check on me, and they turned around and I had made a little nest. And I was laying worm eggs and looked at them and went, can you imagine?
It's like the craft. It's like Farouja Balk, or like when she like opens her mouth and all the roaches come out. Like, imagine, like, getting up to brush your teeth and you just open your mouth and just worm eggs fall out of your mouth.
Did you ever see the movie Dreamcatcher?
Yeah, it's been forever. Didn't they get an anal toilet monster?
Yeah, like a giant, like
a giant monster
worm comes out of his hole.
Yeah,
that's
Vanderpump Dogs. Yeah. That's why I'm like, have you been to Vanderpump Dogs recently?
I have not.
If you've been to Vanderpump Dogs recently, you should maybe take some deworming.
Yeah, take
it might be your time.
What's that horse worm?
It's like the left really raged against the horse dewormer, but you might want to rethink that now, babe.
If you've been to Vanderpump Dogs.
Honey, have you been to Vanderpump Dogs? I have a gift certificate. I think I have a $50 gift certificate, and I still have not gone in there, which says a lot because women be shopping.
Have you been there?
One time, ages ago, and it was so peace to me that I was like, I had to vow never to return.
I went to the bathroom, there was a giant photo of Lisa, just not even on the wall, set on the top of the toilet, leaned up against the wall, and I was like pissing, looking basically down at Lisa.
Too close.
I was like, this is...
Lisa Vanderpump doesn't seem to care if one of her puppies from her dog foundation allegedly gave a woman cringeworthy case of worms. She's having too much fun hitting the town with NSYNC singer Lance Bass.
God,
classic. That's a classic person you hang out with after you've been accused of giving someone worms from your foundation.
Lance Bass is the ultimate, like, decoy for
worm decoy. You call up like your most trusted gay and hit the town.
When you're in a worm crisis... Call Lance.
Call your best gay male friend. But not just anyone. One that wants to hit the town with you.
Lance Bass loves hitting the town.
He lives to hit the town.
God, what a weird trajectory he's taken.
I know. They enjoyed dinner at the Ivy. Oof. She literally used this worm suit for a photo op at the Ivy. In my head, I was like, I'll bet her ass went to like the Ivy or somewhere lame. And then sure enough...
I drove by, time I drive by the Ivy.
This is the face of a woman who will give you worms and then hit the Ivy.
Sorry, darling.
Completely unapologetic, holding her little Munchausen palm.
Yeah, she's like, is it Easter already, darling? That's what she says.
Mm-hmm. Laid an egg. Don't mind if I do.
Damn.
Wow.
When's the last time Lisa stepped foot in Vanderpump Dogs?
I don't know. I'll bet she goes in there all the time. She might be immune to worms because she's around like dogs.
Her and Ken are immune.
Mm-hmm. She's like, worms, no big deal.
Pandora, stay away. Stay clear of there.
Yeah, like would she... Pandora's now like pregnant with the heir, the Vanderpump heir. She better stay the fuck away.
From VPD?
From wormed or pumped dogs.
Yeah.
Truly, that's like the most Halloween story of all time.
It was wretched. It was a.
It puts the fish sauce to shame.
Oh, I know that's still pretty bad. Because that was
what's
in public.
What's going on though? If your brand is literally like
defecation.
People get defecation and forceful ejection of either vomit, diarrhea, or worm eggs from all holes. That's your brand.
It's an all holes unbarred.
Yeah.
That should be their...
All bets are off for all your holes after your holes, you visit any Vanderpump establishment.
Your holes are... I'm talking like neighborhood fire hydrant moment in the summer.
Mm-hmm.
Where it's just... In like the 1950s where it's just...
Spewing. Anything. Anything worms. At this point. The only places that haven't had like... Truly, Tom Tom is the only place that hasn't had some sort of allegation because even Pump, like you're at risk for someone just driving their Ferrari right into you as you dine. You're rolling the fucking dice by hitting any Vanderpump establishment.
Think about it. Her places are actually cursed.
They're cursed. I mean, I told you once I ordered a bottle of rosé from Villa Blanca and had an earwig in it.
What?
Yes.
You didn't tell me that.
Yes.
That's disgusting.
I ordered a glass and it tasted like shit. Like it was like clearly had gone bad. I was like,
this is shit.
This is shit in peace. Give me another glass. And then they came back with another glass. It was also bad. And I was like, why don't you just bring a new bottle out and like uncork it at the table? They brought a bottle out and it fully had an earwig in the... In the fully unopened bottle. I was like, this woman,
Larva.
This is Carlton's curse.
What did
she
say?
I said, I don't think we'll be drinking today. Thank you.
What did she say? There's an earwig?
Look at this. I don't know. They pretty much, I don't think they care that much.
No, they're
really like.
Guys, I'm not trying to, but like. I think if you've never eaten at one of these establishments, which I'm sure there's still
Tom
a lot of people,
Tom Tom is good.
Tom Tom
I will
is good.
Stand by. Okay, not everything on the menu is good, but I will stand
it's
by.
It's a good place.
It's a good place. It has not offended or done anything to me or anyone that I know of
far. Okay, but it's still like everything like just weird stuff happens at all the restaurants. We heard porn at Tom Tom.
And I think the Tom Tom is just a dangerous, like I think you could get Final Destination at Tom Tom by the gears. I really
but
do
it's
think
like, it's out of all of them it's like the best one.
Yeah,
but Pump is like it's fine, but like I can't explain it. It's like it's pretend.
It's
not real. It's like you're
you
at,
think you're in like you are sitting next to like a pillar made of wood or marble, but it's really just styrofoam.
No, but everything like the weight, like everything is just like they're not. It feels like you're not. It's like you're at Epcot or
yeah,
downtown
it's Epcot
Disney
vibe for sure.
You're just like,
but
oh.
Like with less quality control.
No, but I'll tell you. The most harrowing.
Sir is
been.
A portal to hell.
Villa Blanca. I went to Villa Blanca with my best friend Matt when he wasn't living in LA yet and he was visiting, and we went on a Sunday at like for like a early lunch.
The devil danced at Villa Blanca that night.
Not. This was before it was closed down, guys. Not one person in the restaurant. So they sat us outside all the way at the end of the patio. First of all, the chairs are like retirement home cafeteria.
Yeah.
They sat us all the way at the end.
They're like frayed.
And we were just like, I was like, it was a little cold. I was like, why aren't we sitting inside? And then not only did they do that, then they sat the only other people in the restaurant, they sat us right next to us. My shoulder blades were scraping the blades of the woman behind.
You were like...
I was like, wait a minute. What is going on?
It's like in Forrest Gump when he's like, if you lean on me and I lean on you,
yeah, with Bubba.
We'll stay out of the mud. Yeah.
But like,
that was you at Villa Blanca. You were in the trenches. It is trench warfare.
But I was
Villa
like,
Blanca.
Why? The seating. I was like, wait, what is the long-term... What's the goal of this?
The goal is everyone is...
It's just, nothing makes sense.
No. And I think like, I think the employees are A, not paid enough. And I think there was like a big sexual harassment lawsuit that was part of the Villa Blanca takedown where employees were just like getting harassed or some shit went down. You have to Google it because
it's still, it stands alone. It's
gone now.
No, but it's still like the sign is still there. It's like very eerie.
Yeah. It's a cursed locale. Also a site of fire and
also a place of Eileen too on the corner.
Mm-hmm. And a place of earwig and your wine bottles and just being seated. Like there's no rhyme or reason. And I think just employees are treated like sacks of shit at her establishment.
Wait, where was the earwig?
In the bottle of rosé. In it. In the bottom.
But what restaurant?
Villa Blanc's. I'm just saying.
We will not be drinking today.
Worm.
Yeah. That is unreal.
It's real. And I liked Vanderpump Rosé up until those moments.
Never drank it.
Honey, you're not missing out on much. I probably could have gotten worms from like her rosé.
Yeah. Anyway.
Anyways, guys. Prayers to this brave soul. Also, I like, want her to identify herself.
Yeah, if anyone.
She must live in Los Angeles.
Or maybe she's relocated.
She's relocated off the grid.
If anyone knows who this woman is, don't out her, but like if you know any.
Out her to us.
Out her. If you know any info, if you know any like. Has anyone else had an experience at Vanderpump Rules where they've
gotten worms?
Worms have come out of their holes. Let us know.
I think this woman must live in Los Angeles. I'll bet she lives in like WeHo.
Yeah. Over in like that area.
I'm like going to search. Now I want to like start searching. I need Tracy Morrissey actually to look into this because she's the detective.
Queen. Internet sleuth.
Yeah. Okay, we're on the case.
What else did I want to talk about?
We had something else we were going to talk about that we were kind of chatting about. The new Lana album came out and I am a changed woman because of it.
Listened.
Carrie, it is so good. Like, I'm not even joking. I was like, this is like a true American music moment. It's really fucking good. Yeah. I can't recommend it enough.
Okay. I'll listen.
I love it. I love Lana. Mm. You hate Lana.
No, I don't.
Really?
Mm-mm.
Why are you acting weird?
Because I don't want to say anything because I'm afraid of her fans.
Oh, I don't know what the crossover element
is. Okay, here's my thing. I loved her first few songs, like in the beginning, Video Games. I just like, I've never like related to her.
Yeah.
I appreciate her persona. And I like that she like has this mythology about her when she's really just like this rich girl from New York who like, whose dad was like a financier, but she pretends to be like from a trailer park in Long Beach or something.
Does she?
I think so. She's like, has this whole like, and I like that she's like, it's very Gaga in that way of like creating this like mythos about her.
Myth.
But like, I've liked some of her albums and I'm no shade. Like, I just like, I never want to talk about it. Cause I feel like sometimes I'm like, I don't get Lana. And I feel like sometimes I feel like I'm stupid, which I know I am in lots of ways, but I'm like, what am I not connecting with?
Cause
so many, especially gays, love her. And I'm just like, I try, but I just like, I choose not to speak of her because
I didn't know that you lived in such a state of fear.
Well, I've seen the tweeters, the Lana stans are rabid.
I love that.
They will come. They will gut you like a fish.
Incredible.
But she's fine.
I've like connected to many of her songs, and then really like when Ultraviolence came out, the song Brooklyn Baby like took me to a place of repeat listening like hundreds of times, which I revisited today and then listened to it at least 20 times this morning in a row. But like, I also was like, okay, like, I don't know if I get it. And then suddenly I guess I listened to Chemtrails over the Country Club a bunch, and because I re-listened to that today and realized I knew like every word to the songs, and I was like, oh, I guess I love this album. But this new one, I was like, wait, I get it now. Okay. I was like, I get what she's doing.
Yeah.
I'm so fucking here for it.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I love just like, I love the myth making around her. I don't think that she's said that she was from Long Beach.
I feel like she has this whole story about her origins. I'm probably wrong.
It might be just a poem.
Maybe. Yeah, and I like that she like lived in Oklahoma and like
that I was like, you're onto something interesting, and I love.
And she
I
was
love
like dating
Oklahoma
a cop, and I was like, are you trolling all of us?
She might have just.
Are you Blue Lives liked Matter? It. And then I was just like thinking,
oh my
like,
God, I don't think she's Blue
I'm
Lives
kidding,
Matter.
I'm kidding.
Like, I was just like, I fucking
no. I like that she's
ride
like,
for this woman.
No, and I know she's a sober queen.
She so is. She's just doing it. She's doing the damn thing.
I mean, she's talked about her recovery.
Cool.
Right?
I don't know.
Oh.
I'm new to the like the Lana Stan game,
okay.
But
well,
now
I am a full-blown
Stan.
I like that one song.
I just think it's like it is really the album is like commenting on like quarantine and like all like stuff that's going on. It just feels very like I was glad to have art that's like reflective on this past year and a half, but also isn't like makes you just want to die.
Yeah, I like that Norman Rockwell album. I like some of the songs on that. I like that one where she's like, California's on fire and I'm okay.
Yeah.
That song's good, whatever that's called.
Mm-hmm.
Kanye West is in the sun. That's just whenever I hear me, that's all.
Yeah.
And
I just think we don't have a lot of
huh's?
Musicians. Like
we don't have a lot of ha musicians.
No. Like making like explicit social commentary on like what everyone
that's
is
true.
Going through.
Yeah, I think she's cool. I just like I never know how to like articulate what I feel with her because it's like I haven't engaged that much, and I admittedly like just didn't try with some of her albums, but I never know how to like articulate what I feel. All I know is I like her and I appreciate her, and I think she's like a cool writer.
Yeah.
So maybe I'll give this album a chance.
I think give it a shot. I like literally am like,
did I make this weird?
I'm feeling protective now, and I understand where the stands are coming from, because I'm like, literally lay off my fucking queen.
I am not.
But that just is a
I'm not
new,
coming
that's
for
a
Lana.
New, that's a new yeah. emotion, and I understand now why people are like, protect her at all costs.
I'm not coming for Lana. I'm not.
I want her to play the Super Bowl.
Yeah, that would be fucking
that would
cool.
be actually outrageously cool.
I like that she like smokes unabashedly.
I like that she's just like, doing her thing.
I like how she like makes like trolly salacious Instagram posts where she like talks shit about other people.
Oh yeah. I think she's off Insta now.
Oh really?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when I heard video games for the first time, I was like living at my parents' house, and I was like, I would go on walks every night and just listen to that over and over again.
Yeah.
Brim, 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 brum, brum.
She makes like over and over again songs that like suck you in and take you into another world.
And she had Paz de Loherta in the video, I remember, like a video of her falling,
stumbling out of Chateau. Path, come back to us.
I know.
But yeah, anyways, I just was like,
okay, I'll give it a shot.
It was the Long Beach of it all is weird, because I did go drive down to Long Beach to visit a friend this weekend and listen to that whole album, and it felt very like driving down to Long Beach vibes.
Well, a friend who's like really likes her mentioned, he was like, oh, I thought she was from Long Beach and like lived
she's from New York. I don't think she's ever tried to like hide where she came from.
All right, everyone.
Literally, don't.
You open up a beer and you say, get over here and play your video game.
So good.
It's all for you. I like it. I know some Lana.
Mm-hmm.
Everywhere you go. What?
I don't know.
Everywhere you go.
These are the
Honey, is that true?
She's fucking cool.
Yeah, when I listen to her music, some of it, I always, it makes me feel really in a place of this. Like bratty.
It's very like lay around, I'm baby, I'm a bratty baby.
Languid.
Mm-hmm. I like it though.
Yeah.
It's like an opium den or something.
Yeah.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
The weather's getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to my jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul summertime without spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince. Now I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic and comfy year after year.
Quince has it all, like premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more.
The best part? All Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us.
And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that.
As you know, I've been on my fitness journey in 2024, so I'm getting into athleisure wear a lot. I have Quince long sleeve shirts, shorts, t-shirts. I wear it to the gym. I wear it out. I wear it to Whole Foods. I wear it to 7-Eleven to buy my Diet Cokes. I'm wearing it all over town.
And people are noticing.
People are fucking noticing.
Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/sexyunique for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/sexyunique to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/sexyunique. Anyway.
Anyways.
I'm Carrie.
I'm Lara. You're listening to... I'm Lana Del Rey.
And you're listening to... Sexy,
unique podcast,
salty Utah Lanas. Whitney probably likes Lana Del Rey.
Maybe no. That would actually make me like Whitney.
But I feel like she also likes like emo music from like 2000s.
Yeah.
Like Taking Back Sunday.
I really missed that whole era. I missed it. Like,
oh, I didn't. I was in it.
No, I know you were in it. I think I was like just gone for that 2 year period where all of that music surfaced and I was like at boarding school, just like cut off from humanity and when pop culture.
Out, you were like,
I was like, I don't get this and I don't relate.
Did you feel like when you came out, you like time traveled?
Yeah, it was like coming, it was like getting out of prison or something.
Did you ever go home?
I did, but you would only go home for like a few days and you had so many rules. Like you weren't allowed to just like do whatever you wanted when you went home. You were like, you weren't supposed to like listen to music or anything. Like I, there are just things that happen from 2002 through 2002 and 2003. I have no idea. Just off my radar. But Whitney, if Whitney did like Lana, that would actually make me like Whitney.
Whitney's in a full place of Bob Hair, and she's calling all the ladies, and she goes, "I know." She goes to Heather, "I know you're busy getting ready for the party, but I wanted to invite you tubing."
Angie, have you ever heard of snow tubing?
Angie, have you ever heard of snow tubing?
I'm like, Whitney is drunk with power of being like assigned the responsibility of coming up with like the snow tubing idea. And in theory, I love a snow tube moment. But in practice, I was like, what the fuck time of year is it here? Yeah. I'm like,
it's like April.
I don't get it. I don't like it at all. And I don't want a snow tube when there's not actually snow on the ground.
The production was like, Whitney, organize a strip. And she's like, okay.
Okay, I will organize it. Let me first call all the girls.
Hello.
Angie.
Heather.
So everyone, she's telling everyone. Agrees.
Meredith, yeah. Meredith, she calls Meredith, and Meredith, you hear her, and she goes, yeah, sure. Okay, I'll do that.
I mean, what other, what do you say? There's no other choice. You're in the middle of COVID, and this is like the only thing you can do. It's not like you can like really all go to a restaurant or whatever. So I guess you just have to like snow tube.
It's so random.
It's really random. And I love like everyone's, I love, and we'll get to it, Mary's incredible disappointment with how this day went.
Do you want to go snow tubing? Lisa takes her youngest son. She picks him from school, and she takes him to get a snack.
This was when I was like, is it summertime? Like, the grass is green. Yeah. The sun's out. Lisa's wearing a sleeveless top. And what, like...
What's going on?
I was having
season aphasia.
Yeah. I couldn't understand anything that was going on.
Henry is like all about the fast food. She goes, Where do you want to eat, baby love? She says to Henry, and he's like, Jack in the Box or something.
He's like, first let's go to Wendy's, then go to this place for dessert. And I was like, I love that they get to mix it up with two different locations, but they actually end up mixing it up, I think, with three different ones, because they first hit Starbucks.
They go to Yarbo's.
They go first to Starbucks.
He gets a cake pop, which my nephew is obsessed with.
She gets a cake pop.
They both do.
Oh my God.
And he gets one of those refreshers.
Yeah, I was like, I love this like smorgasbord that she allows her children to have.
She goes, what can I say? My mom, we lived on co-ops growing up. Everything was so healthy. So now I'm an adult. I get to do what I want to do.
She's fighting back.
Yeah.
Henry is sad because his friend is being mean to him and like icing him out. And
I got
Lisa,
so triggered.
Yeah. Oh, was that you?
No, just like the dynamics of grade school. How like one day someone could be your friend and the next day like... they want nothing to do with you.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, what did I do?
It's kill or be killed out there. I love, Lisa can really relate because of what she's going through. She was, I think we can have a hangout and make peace. How does that sound? I was like, I don't think you make peace.
I was like, also, that was such a weird parenting thing. If my kid was like, my friend is now like icing me at school and like being mean to me whenever I try to talk to him, I'd be like, fuck him.
Yeah, fuck that
person. You're not allowed to talk to him anymore.
You're better than him.
I wouldn't be like, come over and we'll do a play date.
We'll talk it out. We'll make peace. There's no peace to be made.
No peace. With
You're dead
friend.
To me.
Dead. Cut off. But the food looked really good and I got hungry.
Starbucks queen.
She goes, how do you like me picking up you at school other than your father? And he goes, I love it.
Who's better, me or your dad?
Obviously her.
Yeah. She's willing to go to three different locations for food.
Mm-hmm. Jenny, I don't believe that she doesn't work out, by the way.
Lisa?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think I believe that either.
Because that's... Or maybe it's like just for the cameras that she eats fast food.
She, I don't think, is eating as much fast food as she would like us to believe she eats. I think like she takes her kid to go get like Wendy's once a week and then she eats one cake pop.
Yeah.
But she doesn't strike me as a person that... overindulges in unhealthy food and then just doesn't work out. But I believe that she probably is walking like 20,000 steps a day.
Yeah, me too.
Because she's like always running around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jenny and her ghoul of a husband get oysters and martinis, which is their like monthly thing.
That was a cute ritual.
It is cute, but I don't like them.
I can't believe he's serious about a sister wife.
He's dead serious.
Like, I'm horrified. Like, I would hate to have this conversation. And I'm horrified on behalf of Jenny, but I'm also like, definitely get a sister wife. If this is real, which I still don't know if I truly believe this is like a real plot line for them. If it's real, I welcome like a sister wife scenario in a Bravo show. Yeah, I would love that.
But I would love that.
Love that. Amazing.
But Dewey, he goes, when you walked away from me the other night, when we were having an argument, that hurt me. And I was like, what about what you said to her?
He's very
selfish.
And short-sighted. And like, when he started explaining like where he was coming from, where he was just like, I need a huge family to like heal the emptiness in my heart. I immediately wrote like, Dewey needs therapy. And then in the next beat, Jenny was like, you need to go see a therapist. I'm like, truly only like a man set in his ways would be like, the only way to heal my like deep, deep pain is to get another wife and get her pregnant. And then maybe I'll feel okay again. Yeah. And not even think like, oh, like, maybe nothing can heal this pain and I actually need to like go talk to someone about the deep, deep pain I'm feeling. No, and like the why I have three children, which is already, that's a big family, yeah. I would say. Once you've gone above two kids into three, you now have a lot of children.
Yeah.
In my mind.
Yeah.
And to be like, that's not enough. And not even think like, why am I not enjoying the children I have? Like, yeah, maybe something's wrong and I need to go to therapy. Also, this really fucked up thing happened that I saw go down, like, yeah, lost a child and I have not recovered from it. Like, maybe that's making me feel like this. And like, it's some, if only there were someone with a job to whose job it was to like help me navigate this.
Yeah. No, it's wild that that's where his brain goes.
But I think lots of people
go to... It's very male.
It's male, but I think it's also just like lots of deludenoids think like that.
Yeah.
I mean, you can sub out any sort of traumatic event for losing a child and then any sort of like filler thing like drugs or shopping to like try and fill the emptiness inside. I think we're all trying to do that to some extent.
She goes, is polygamy even legal in Utah anymore? And he goes, yes, in 2009. And I knew that from Sister Wives.
I know. I felt like you and your excitement level, I could just like psychically feel it. Cause yeah, this was so Sister Wives.
I knew it. I was like, cause yeah, they parallel. They marched on the Capitol.
They fought for the right.
They stormed the Capitol.
They walked so Dewey could run.
Yeah. The Sister Wives and co like did the insurrection basically on the Capitol steps of Salt Lake City.
Hell yes.
And they demanded Utah decriminalize polygamy.
True American citizens.
Oh, Sister Wives update. Christine has moved. She moved to Utah. She left Arizona and moved away. I think she's separated. And guess who else moved?
Who?
Janelle.
Thank God.
Christine bought a $1.2 million duplex.
Leave him, bitch.
Leave him, bitch.
Wait, that's amazing. So they're both separated. They're like, we are.
Janelle posted a photo this weekend of her and her kids at Dune. And she was like, so excited to see Dune. And I was like, wow, Dune.
My God.
I was like, okay, Janelle.
Where's Mary?
Mary's done.
Oh, she's just out anyways, right?
Mary, it's Robin. They're going to start another.
A whole new family.
Yeah, Robin, it's her.
Robin wanted that from the beginning.
All they wanted was each other. So now they deserve each other. But guess what? Everyone.
Have fun, Robin, because it ain't going to last.
Yeah, he's going to get a new one.
Oh, once your ovaries
dry up, he tried to get a new one.
Yeah. But it's coming. For a man like that, all he cares about is spreading his seed.
He's very Dewey-like.
He's disgusting.
He's a pig.
Okay, but all this being said, I was like, it would be nice to have brother husbands. Like, if I'm all for just having like five boyfriends, not polygamy, because polyamory. That's just like, or polyamory, like, and not polygamy because I don't want to get married to all of them, but like just rotating between five like hot dudes that each bring something to the table, and I don't even want to have, I don't want to have kids with them.
No, you just
want... I just want them. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, that seems cool.
Yeah, but that would never fly with these people.
No, these few, these, this is about, I think that this
subjugation of women,
and I think that like sister wifedom is a lot about like unresolved trauma and insecurities.
Totally.
Especially in Dewey's case, but I would even argue for like
the women
Cody's
involved.
Case, who seems extremely gay, that like,
yeah, and it's he's also a complete narcissist and he wants to be at the center of all of this, the family at all times.
Yeah, but it's also like, instead of exploring that and like leaning into your shadow aspects and seeing like where it takes you and what you learn about yourself, you're like, oh, I just need to like knock up another woman.
Yeah, I mean, he goes, I mean, I'm not going down sister wives route because I'll,
I want you to,
Jenny Dewey's and Dewey... basically been radicalized by some of his patients, because one of his patients is married to 5 women and has 40 children.
It's too many. And he's like,
that sounds great to me.
How rich are they?
They're all really rich. These are like old families that go back. Like, they're like old school Mormon money.
I guess. So many mouths to feed.
You have so much money.
You have to have so much money to even have one kid. You keep them alive. You pay for every single thing they do.
40.
Times 40?
And then Jenny accurately is like, well, this all sounds very like FLDS.
And she's like, I'm not that. I'm we're Catholic.
And I'm like, Dewey, if you want this, like, go, man. Go live on, go live with the FLDS and do your thing. Leave Jenny alone.
Because the Ten Commandments don't say thou shalt not have multiple wives. I'm like, don't base your life off the Ten Commandments, you fucking freak.
He goes,
he needs, just go to therapy.
Dewey literally says, nothing is wrong with me.
Like, deal with your trauma.
Yeah.
I didn't also realize that it was like, I didn't realize that like multiple wives were a thing in Asian culture.
Yeah, I guess Dewey's grandfather has
5 wives.
5 wives.
Is that the one with 40 kids?
No.
No, a patient of his.
Patient is just, his grandmother, I think his grandfather has 2 wives.
It's just a lot to juggle.
It is.
Therapy, babe.
Yeah.
Then we finally get to like a couple that's sexy.
I made a revelation this weekend.
What's that?
Or I had a revelation.
Hmm.
Meredith is Jessica Atreides from Dune and Brooks is Paul.
Is that Timothy Chalamet's character?
When you see the movie, you'll know.
Okay. I'm going to watch it this week. Okay. I love that.
Everyone see Dune. It's so good.
Yeah. What was that? There was some tweet where it was like, did you share it? Someone was like, Denis Villeneuve put his whole ass pussy into Dune.
I didn't say it, but it's true.
And I think it's like everyone's on the same Dune page, that it was like great.
Yeah, it's just like pure movie magic.
Oh, I love that. Okay.
I wish I'd seen it. I was going to go to the theater, but we still weren't feeling well, so we watched on HBO.
I'm going to take myself maybe tonight to the Grove, my sacred space.
You're going to fucking...
I might vape and go see Dune.
Yeah, go. I would hit the vape. And
do you know I hit the vape in Titan secretly in the movie theater?
Really?
Yeah, because I realized I wanted to hit the vape before and then forgot. And then I was like, oh, fuck, I need to hit the vape. And so I had a sweater on and I went like this.
Did anyone notice?
Blew it back into my sweater and was like...
Did anyone notice?
No.
I was going to watch We were going to watch Titan on Saturday, but we watched The Green Knight instead.
How was it?
It was good.
Okay, I want to see that. Please watch Titan this week.
Dev Patel is like he's hottest hot. Man.
Yeah, I wanted to see that. It wasn't in theaters for long enough.
It's good. It's weird.
Yeah, it looks trippy. Seth, I just wrote, God, he's sexy.
Yeah, Seth and Meredith have lunch together, and I just love Meredith. Her vibe with him is so funny to me.
I like...
She, like, owns him completely.
I can't tell if she's, like, truly disgusted by him or if she's, like, really, really into it.
She's really into it, I think.
Because he's acting... He truly is, like, a kid in a candy store. It makes me think that they're fucking all the time.
Her face is... I think she loves it.
I think that that's a hot dynamic when you're with a guy and you're, like, he's being so stupid, but you actually are, like... secretly like very horny for it.
Yeah, He says he wants to, they're looking for another place.
Love that.
In Deer Valley. And he says, all I want is to wake up motorboating Mother Nature every day. I want, so he wants great. A good view from his bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
And Meredith is like,
My dream scenario, this has really nothing to do with Meredith and Seth, but just where they're eating, is for a waiter with an accent to just approach me and go, Pellegrino? Like, yeah. That is the only question I ever want to be asked.
Pellegrino.
Pellegrino. And then being given Pellegrino from that waiter.
Meredith is basically like, we have to support our children financially, and it's a lot of burden emotionally and financially to carry. And I get very stressed by it. And I need you, Seth, to take some of that stress from me, because I'm the one that's with them all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, yeah, I'll take your stress. And he's basically like, I'll fuck the stress out of you.
He goes, I will jump on a stress grenade for you naked.
Meredith goes, ha!
She's amazing.
Amazing.
I didn't know that there was such thing as a discernment therapist. She was like, we went first, we did a bunch of couples counseling, but first we went to a discernment therapist that you just go to discern whether or not you should still be together. I would love that job.
Yeah.
I think I'd be really good at that.
Yeah.
But kill him,
that what
girl.
She was saying about her kids?
No, I think she was saying like, have to support every, like, I'm there for them emotionally through like everything that they go through, and I need you to kind of do it. And then he was like, well, you like really engage with like the minutiae of all their drama, and like he's like, some stuff you just kind of have to be like, you figure it out on your own.
Mm-hmm.
And like, and so I didn't get the financial sense, but I mean, I'm sure they do. I don't think Brooks Marks is a brand that's like, you know, making hand over fist kind of cash yet.
But please come on our show.
Yeah.
Heather's throwing, this really creeped me out. Heather's throwing a first birthday party for Beauty Lab and Laser's new location and for the sons of all her employees that got pregnant at the same time.
Another Cronenbergian twist. This is truly the brood.
They all look alike.
Broody Lab and Laser. Yeah. I was unnerved by.
So if you remember, all of Heather's staff all got pregnant and they were all like about to give birth at the same time.
Five employees with all boys.
Sons. And they all look alike. It freaked me out so much.
It's unholy.
This is the pact. Village of the Damned.
This is brood. I'm telling you.
Brood.
These mini 7-layer dips, though, and the appetizers were some of the best work I've ever seen in an app. Mm-hmm. I need to go to this. I would go to this party and put up with the satanic brood of blonde-haired, blue-eyed Mormon spawn boys. Just for a mini 7-layer dip.
They have to all be Mormon.
I don't know what is going on.
It was very strange.
It's cursed, for sure.
But, of course, Whitney is there, and so is Angie.
Angie arrives looking fucking fab. Angie is glamour.
She's fucking glam.
She's Lana vibes. She's wearing her vinyl pant. I love wearing a vinyl pant. Mm-hmm. She's very like Yves Saint Laurent to a child's birthday party and partying like it's fucking partying like rock star style.
She's partying like a rock star. She gets fucking blottoed.
Blammo. That's the only thing to do in this situation.
Is blotto the word?
Yeah. I think it's a word.
She gets fucking tanked at this birthday party, this first birthday party, and I, for like demonic brood of like Mormon clone boys.
It's the only way to deal with the brood.
I don't blame Andrew.
I would have just housed literally the entire tray of 7-layer dips.
Yeah.
And then I'd just be like, I'm fucking out.
Mm-hmm.
But like, I live for her vibe.
She just looks so, she's inappropriately drunk. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Jen Shaw, I feel like I was watching and then all of a sudden she was there.
I feel like she descended on this party 30 minutes before it was over.
I wrote, where the fuck did she come from?
I don't know, but she came with gifts and I wanted to know what kind of treats she had in her bag.
Human remains.
Mm-hmm.
You have bones. You have to provide them with marrow and... Like blood.
Like heart.
You have to bring them blood.
You have to bring them like a lamb's heart. Mm-hmm. Eat one each for each of them.
To keep them from coming to your house at night.
And eating your heart out of your chest. Have you seen The Brood?
Yeah, no, I haven't. Okay. I've heard of it.
I'm going to need you to watch that this week because they truly are Brood.
Is and it when Cronenberg?
Yeah. And when you see it, you'll be like, wait, this, they are them.
Whitney starts talking about
Lisa.
Shut up, Whitney.
Her incident at the Mexican restaurant the week before with Lisa and Audrey.
Okay, wait. We missed. You also missed the scenes of like them circling back. Okay. So that was like a phenomenon that happened to a lot of people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Someone messaged me and was like, you totally missed. There were like two scenes that you never even saw.
Oh.
We'll have to like rewatch those or something.
That's so weird.
There was like a Jen Shaw with her family whole scene and then like a resolution to the Whitney and Lisa scene.
Well, that's what Amazon gave us.
Yeah.
So, honey, fuck Jeff blame Bezos.
She goes, Whitney goes, Lisa set up a trap.
She goes, and I go, stop right there. This is so fucking staged. She set up a trap and I figured it out and I took control. Shut the fuck up.
What are you saying?
You're in control of nothing.
Heather is also... Heather's also not... I feel like Heather's not down with Angie that much.
I think she's... threatened by her.
I think she's a little threatened by her because she's maybe jealous because she's also Whitney's cousin.
She's blonde and allegedly, they're allegedly related.
But she's kind of like, Angie's just like, everything everyone's saying, Angie's just going, ah!
Heather has a bit of Renee energy that I would love to see her inner Renee come out.
Yeah. Stoned.
Stoned. Stoned. Renee either really did get a new face or is just fully only Facetuning.
She's Facetunes exclusively.
But the Facetune is starting to look good to me.
Yeah.
Where I'm like, you fucking look hot as shit.
She's Uncanny Valley.
I believe. But then I was like, did she get a new face?
No, I think it's Facetune.
What's the truth? Stoned.
Stoned.
Stoned. She posted this weekend
at her pizza place.
And she goes, it's a good weekend to get hashtag stoned. Stoned and then ED on the
stoned
end.
Stoned. I love it.
Lisa says she doesn't want any relationship with Angie moving forward, which is pretty bold considering they've been friends for 20 years.
Yeah.
And Whitney goes, well, Lisa has committed to coming to tubing.
I would always choose Lisa over Whitney.
Yeah.
I'm not going to torch a relationship with my sister, Lisa. For Whitney Rose?
Yeah.
Like, I guess she might be fun to get drunk with or whatever, but, like, what else is she bringing to the table?
I think it's a mix of Angie maybe having longstanding...
Resentments
with Lisa, and then also needing a plot line.
Yeah.
She knows that she has to do this to get... to become a fixture. Mm-hmm. And she's willing to...
and she's willing to do whatever it takes.
She's willing to do whatever it takes to throw a 20-year friendship under the bus...
That's great. Yeah. You're actually like, she's great meant to be a housewife. Yeah. Whitney is like, you have to cleanse the air. You have to own your power. And she starts like fluffing air around her.
She goes, we must fluff your auras.
And then Heather goes, I'm leaving.
I'm with Heather.
Yeah.
This is not how auras work, she's you like, dumbass.
Go check on the brood.
Yeah. She's like, it seems like someone's screaming in the back.
Yeah, she's like, they just dragged in like a stranger off the street and mm-hmm. like they're eating him. So I have to go like take care of this.
Honestly would believe like if someone was like, oh, the homeless population of Salt Lake City was like once skyrocketing, but now is down to record lows. It's because of the brood.
The brood.
The brood released at night and they go and they dine.
Well, yeah.
On the flesh of the unhoused.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but like they are not to be trusted.
I have to go check on the brood. Angie at one point falls flat on her ass.
She's so shit-faced. She just falls over. It's almost like WWE wrestler style into a folding chair.
She does like a death drop and she goes, ah, ah.
And then it's just flattened out. We find out the next day, like we get a flashback scene where everyone's carrying Angie into the bathroom, like weekend at Bernie's. She goes, Heather goes, I'm telling you, Ange, throw it up.
And you just hear the... She's falling on...
She's
bombing.
Axl Rose.
Yeah. She's rock star. Punk
fucking
rock.
Fucking rock star. Rock star shit.
You're at a fucking birthday. at a first birthday at a plastic surgery center, and you're vomiting into the toilet.
Beauty lab and laser.
You're violently chucking. You're
getting dragged into the bathroom.
Up chucking out of child at a baby first birthday
for five identical babies. For five
broods. Maybe they are sister wives.
I don't know what it is. How did they all have them at the same time?
They all have sort of reddish brown hair, like auburn hair.
I'm fundamentally disturbed by the synchronicity of the Beauty Lab and Laser brood.
Salt Lake City listeners, if you know any information about like any of these women, like are they all connected somehow? Why do their babies all look alike?
Did they all say... Like,
do they all
it's
take?
It's like, if they were friends, it would be weird. But it's also like coworkers.
It's very strange.
It's just so close. Were they all like, let's all have our husbands come in us tonight? I feel like there was, it's like witchcraft or
why
something.
Why do they all look alike?
Even all the women almost look alike.
It's very strange.
It's unholy.
If you know any info, does any
it's Rosemary's baby.
It is.
It's Beauty Lab's baby.
Beauty Lab and Laser.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
They're all gathering to go tubing.
Angie, would you like to go tubing in the snow tubing?
Angie. They all meet in the parking lot. Mary's arranged a giant party bus. She's on her way.
Huge Hummer stretch limo.
Jenny shows up wearing Voss water, which is like the official housewife water.
Love.
Angie, they offer... Whitney's like, I brought champs for all of us. Angie, would you like a cup of it? And Angie goes, no, I'm good.
No, Angie's hungover as fuck, but still looking so hot.
She's brittle.
I love Mary... explains why she got the stretch limo. She goes, well, it was 2 hours away. That's 60 minutes twice. So I needed to make sure we had the proper accommodations.
I don't blame her.
A stretch limo, a Hummer stretch limo. I didn't even know those existed anymore.
Mary's just did not want to film right now. And she's her horror at this activity and like this whole
forcing Mary into an activity like that causes sweat and that's 2 hours away. It's like, I don't think she knew what she was getting herself into this day.
No, and Mary, like, she's like, she says, she goes, I can't wear something nice.
She's sensitive.
Like, this is a lot you're asking of all these people, but especially Mary.
How old is Mary?
She's 600 years old.
She's 8,000 years old. I'm probably like Googling 50. Mary.
She doesn't have a birth. She
between 43 and 44 years old is what this.
I don't believe it. I bet she's like 50. Come on.
Mary was born between 1976 and 77, making her No,
I don't believe it. She doesn't have a birthday. She had her birthday scrubbed from the records.
Mm-hmm.
I bet she's like either 48 or 50.
Yeah.
Between 48 and 50.
Wow.
I mean, Meredith's 50, right?
Meredith's 48. Lisa Barlow, 46.
Whitney Rose is like, and I am 26.
I'm 34 years old.
She's 34?
Yeah, she's the youngest.
That's pretty young.
That is young. She's younger than me. Damn.
Bitch.
No, I'm like, it's fine. I feel like spiritually, I'm younger than her.
Your youth.
I'm deeply channeling. Like emotionally, I'm an old soul. But also emotionally, I think I'm like 27, mm-hmm. 20, maybe 29. Mm-hmm. And that's just that.
Get it, girl. So they all gather in. They're going to pick up Meredith and Lisa on the way.
Although there's like a random Whitney doppelganger.
Oh my God, that named Connie. Whitney goes, everyone, this is Connie, my friend.
And then Connie goes.
Connie gets on like a bullhorn. Oh,
she goes, hey.
Yeah. And then that's the only thing she says the entire time. And then she's just there.
Whitney's shouting into a bullhorn. It's so annoying. I would be so annoyed. But she looks exactly like Whitney.
It was too crazy.
Taller.
Yeah.
This is my friend Connie.
Everyone, this is Connie.
Okay.
Here we go.
Lisa's anti Angie, and she said, to me, Angie is invisible.
Yeah. And you see Angie disappear next to Mary, the editing. What did Mary say about...
Mary says that sparkling water hardens your ovaries.
Oh, yes, because someone asked her, should we have still or sparkling? And she says, I always have still. Then you see a flashback of her going, still.
So then I was like, obviously I need to know if that's true. And my queen, Lisa Barlow, also was like, is that true? I'm going to have to Google that, Mary. And then...
Mary,
you do not say that to Mary. You don't question Cosby.
God. You don't question God. Not. Mary looks at Lisa and she goes, don't do that. Don't do that. And Lisa's like, what? Okay.
She goes, what? Do you have to Google everything I say? Oh, so now everything I say you have to Google?
And then Mary goes, if I say something, it's facts. I was like, oh my God, this is more evidence of cult. This is cult leader behavior.
But also, you're going to die on this hill. The first thing that comes up, does sparkling water harden your ovaries in my Google search? Okay. University of Chicago. Sparkling water healthy. Is hard seltzer healthy? Carbonated water is a healthier alternative to soda, juice, or sports drinks like Gatorade. Ha. Hard seltzers tend to have fewer calories than beer, but not all carbonated water drinks are created equal. Some contain added sugars or artificial sweeteners, which can add calories, harm teeth, trigger some health conditions. Yeah, anything that has like sweetener in it, like aspartame or Splenda, my fave, unfortunately, is bad for you. But sparkling water has no negative effect on bone health. The only drinks that cause bone loss are dark colas, which have phosphoric acid that leads to losing calcium in your bones. So yeah, if you're drinking like Coca-Cola and probably Diet Coke, that can hurt you.
Yeah.
But also, alcohol is worse than all those things, just FYI. Sparkling water has calcium in it, which can improve bone health. And the carbonated mineral waters with magnesium and calcium may have bone-boosting benefits. Hmm. So... I don't think they harden your ovaries.
Yeah. But Mary she lasers in on Lisa. I think Mary's just pissed in general to be here.
Drinking soda daily, sorry, may harm your fertility. But they're talking about dark colas again.
But this seems like just like a little wives tale that Mary's, she probably has not all of her flock probably like can't drink sparkling water.
No, they're definitely not allowed.
But she goes in on Lisa. She's just zeroing in. She won't let Lisa have a minute.
Yeah, and I think she really has her wires crossed because everything that I'm reading, and there was like a recent study that said eggs and embryos have failed to thrive in high blood glucose environments. But that also, again, I think that even takes out Diet Coke because Diet Coke doesn't have real sugar in it. Mm. It's like if you're drinking full sugar soda, you need to maybe limit it.
Yeah.
You shouldn't be doing like a Route 44 or like a big gulp.
Mm-hmm.
Just maybe do one can every couple days.
Yeah.
Also, I think this is for people that are like chugging it, like that they replace their water with
it. Yeah.
But Pellegrino is not going to hurt you.
Mary goes, I will not tolerate this. And Lisa goes, tolerate what, Mary? I don't understand what's happening.
I don't know what's going on.
I'm so confused. And then Heather's like, I love that Mary's going after Lisa.
Fuck you, Heather.
Yeah. Everyone's going in on Lisa.
Why are they all turning on Lisa McQueen? Why isn't Meredith piping up? Meredith says not a single word from the time they get on this Hummer until the end of the episode.
Well, I've noticed this about Meredith. Whenever Lisa's getting shit, she never steps in for her. And Lisa at the end, she says, I thought at least Meredith or Jen would stick up for me right now, and they're not. And I was like, I've noticed this about Meredith even from last season.
Yeah.
Whenever one of
the reunion.
Yeah. When Lisa's getting shit, Meredith just goes.
She goes catatonic.
And I think there's a balance. Like, you can be. Yeah. It's like, this is your fight. But I think. If someone's slandering your friend or like sort of. Saying things about this person that are just that, you know, or you feel strongly is not. Accurate or like an accurate portrayal, like I think you should say something.
Yeah.
And I think Meredith doesn't kind of expects everyone to do that for her, mm-hmm. and to come to her defense and her family's defense. But if it's happening to someone else, she's very like, And I think that's a little weird.
I think it's weird too. Maybe she's like confrontation averse.
I think clearly she has issues with it because I think she talked about like in her home.
Because she doesn't like. The thing with Jen was definitely after a long period of time, but I'm struggling to find moments where Meredith has like even like had really conflict.
Well, I she's like, I grew up when there was yelling in my house, like mm-hmm. she grew up. So I get it. Like I get not wanting to like get into it with people, but.
And she mentioned that like communication was her hugest issue with Seth. Like, so it's like, maybe she just swallows her tongue in those moments and like doesn't voice anything that she's thinking or feeling.
But I think she could,
Yeah. If someone was saying, if
like
you,
Lisa's like one
if
of her
you
best
said
friends.
That to Mary Cosby and then Mary Cosby was saying that to you and I was in the van, I'd be like, Mary, you gotta chill. Like, he didn't say anything.
Yeah, she doesn't do. And she, and again at the lunch table, like she just is like,
she's fugue.
She's fugue. And I wonder if it's part of me thinks she's punishing Lisa a little for being friends with Jen.
Maybe.
Because I noticed that at the reunion, and I figured that something. I was like, there's a rift.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
I hope that they can get it back.
They get to the place finally, and Lisa immediately goes to Mary because Lisa like can't. I relate to her. She needs peace. She can't have anyone be mad at her. And she goes, Mary, what's going on, babe? Honey, what's happening? And Mary goes, why do you have to Google what I say? Is it because I'm black?
Like I don't think she said she needed to Google everything you said.
Yeah, she's Mary. Don't say that. That's not what I meant. Come on, Mary. That's not what I meant. Don't even say that to me. Which I was like, I don't think that's what she meant. I think she was just like,
I think when you say something like outrageous and you make a claim that sparkling water or any sparkling beverages harden your ovaries, my first instinct is, are you sure? I think I'm gonna Google that.
I think she was just being like playful with trying to be a little playful with Mary. And then
yeah,
Mary,
that I did not take that as like
Mary can't. Mary's not someone you're playful with.
Well, I think she has her moments, but when she's being dragged into a snow tubing situation against her will, she's not ready to play.
Also, she's a cult leader, so I think when she's being questioned about even anything,
yeah, I was like, this isn't a good look for you.
No, and I think it shows like her absolute. Like she is absolute. Like mm-hmm. everything she says everything I say is facts.
Yeah.
So it's like, if you question her, it's like classic leader of a cult.
Scary.
Yeah. And then Jenny, out of nowhere, just goes, Mary, we got to shut this down. Let's all be positive right now. Let's just be positive. And then Mary starts going in on Jenny. And I was like, oh, shit.
No, I was like.
She's like, shut up. She goes, shut up. What are you talking? She's like, don't. She goes, don't you start in now.
Then Jenny's like, don't you dare tell me what to do or
Jenny's
say.
Jenny's like, do not. She goes, today is not the day. And Mary's just kind of like, whatever, I hate you now. So Mary now has two enemies.
Mary has two enemies, and she's actually about to make enemies with everyone because they're forcing her to walk up this hill with like a snow thing. And
a tubing thing.
Her like tube.
I forgot Jen Shaw was there completely.
Yeah, she's been eerily silent. I just wrote everyone's starting on this trip.
I want to do this though. They go up in like a people mover.
I've done this
them...
and it's really fun.
You did?
Yeah, but it was also fully snowing when I don't want to do it when they're. I don't like I don't trust or like anything where it's like
warm out.
Warm, but then there's snow in this one place.
Yeah, it looked
like. But then like you look into the land around you and there's no snow.
I bet it's awkwardly hot.
Really weird to me.
I feel like I'd be like sweating weirdly. Do you know what I mean?
You probably would be.
It's like one of those things where you're like the sun, it's like probably like March.
It just wasn't right.
It wasn't right.
It's like when it rains it's sunny outside or something. Like, I don't like that.
Mary hates it. They're going up the conveyor.
I love how pissed she is, honestly.
Honestly, I kind of love being on a trip and it's like one of the last days you're with like a group of people and someone is just like choosing to be miserable.
I've done that on a trip before.
And it's kind of funny. Mm-hmm. And you start like, and they almost like, then they know that it's like kind of punchy. And then everyone, like I've been there where like, and I just start cracking up at everything they're doing.
We've all been the Mary of like an outing once in our lives.
And you just keep going with it. And you're like, and it's almost like at a certain point, it's like fun that you're being like a brat.
It comes back around and then you can all laugh, usually.
But not with Mary.
Not with Mary.
Whitney, at one point, they all start tubing. And at one point, Whitney dresses like a Yeti.
She and Angie like run off for their silly Yeti prank. I was just like, oh my God. It's so... I get that like Bravo really had to scramble to like make activities happen for casts of shows because COVID like took away so much. But I'm like, can we please, like, there's gotta be a more creative and better way to go about.
There's not.
This is the best everyone could come up with.
A Yeti.
You didn't watch Winter House, did you?
Fuck no.
Okay, well, I watched it and I was excited. I don't know why I said
fuck
it.
No.
You haven't fucked with Summer House. I mean, why would you? You'd really have to... I'd be surprised if you started now with Winter House without watching all of Summer House, which I really think you should, and I think you would actually love it.
Okay.
Anyways, Winter House is very much like Bravo did not know what to do and needed programming just for the sake of programming. So yes. They were like, let's just pick these people, pick a few more, and throw them in a house with booze and cameras for 2 weeks. And it makes no sense. It feels decidedly very un-Bravo like. It's almost like the Real World or like it feels very off.
Do any of them know each other?
Yeah, there are people from Summer House and there are some Southern Charm guys that are in there. I know. And then they're just like random models that were like cast from a casting call. And then they're like all on vacation together, but it doesn't feel real. It feels like the producers are like, okay, now you're going to binge drink from the moment you wake up until you go to sleep.
And that,
yes. And that's like, they're expected to do that and then have hijinks. And then they also have like, activities that they have to do, like have like a piñata party or like do this. And I'm just like, these activities are killing me. I'm in a place of Mary Cosby with activities.
Winter is just not fun.
I think winter can be really fun. But also when you're filming winter in like February, March, that's satanic winter. I want like cozy November, December, January winter.
Whitney,
this is just in my head. This is not what she said.
I dressed up like the Yeti because I have seen him.
I once saw a Yeti in the backyard by the pond that I live by.
I once saw the Yeti as a girl and again at 19. And then I married him.
I fucked him. He was good in bed and we fuck all the time. And I said, are you married? He said, yes. And I said, I am married too, but we will leave our families.
If you're not getting my drift, the Yeti is Justin. Ha ha ha.
Ha ha. And then I had him get a back wax. And now he is not so Yeti-like anymore. Hee hee.
So they like go and they like scare people. Mary's like, I hate all of you.
This is Mary.
This people is are coming for Lisa points. Again.
Yeah, like why?
Who else comes for her?
I don't know. They said something rude when they broke up into teams to do a race, which I'm just like, I lose brain cells when shit like this happens.
Oh, they're like, I don't want to be on a team with Lisa.
Yeah. And I was like,
you
again,
mean.
You're fucking jealous haters of the Queen of Sundance is what I have to say. Then they have lunch at the Texas Chainsaw Massacre gas station.
Jen and Heather like randomly wear wigs.
Yeah, Whitney was, they were like, and what Angie. Happens to the losing team in the race? And Whitney goes, you will find out at lunch. And then at lunch, Whitney goes, and now the losing team must wear these wigs.
Wear these wigs.
I was like, what? And punishment. Where did these wigs come from?
Angie's wig is literally... She's like,
I'm standing like with Angie about how she put the wig on. She just plopped it on her head and then sat there fuguing. And like, you know how hungover Angie must definitely. Have been. Also, this lunch, I'm offended because a random waitstaff came out and said, here are your chicken lettuce wraps or something. She was like, here are your like chicken salad wraps.
I was like, I want soup.
I need chili, cornbread. Nachos. I need nachos. I would like mozzarella sticks if you have them. I want a Caesar salad. And then I would like a baby back ribs.
Yeah.
I need brisket. And I'm going to need like a full-blown platter and plates of hot food.
I just want broth. That's what I would say. Give me your broth.
I don't want a wrap. I don't want a wrap. I think wraps are also cursed food items.
They're not good. Wraps.
They're disgusting.
I like never, whenever I have a wrap, I always am like, oh.
I'm sad about it. And it usually happens like, on California an airplane.
Chicken cafe.
Really?
Their wraps are holy.
Okay, maybe I'll try one. That their actually sounds really good. I trust them to do a good wrap, but like I go immediately to a place of airplane.
Mm-hmm. It's food, very airport.
It's paying like $14 for like a wrap. Slimy wrap.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also, if you're hungover and someone gives you a wrap, death.
Angie's not
death
happy.
Death to them all.
That they're drinking, they're all drinking Bloody Marys and champagne. Mary's sitting at the end of the table with her undrunk glass of champagne. And someone goes, Mary, are you going to eat anything? She goes, no. Or she goes, yes, I will eventually.
Not this wrap.
Not right now. And then Angie tries to...
Her face also, when the wigs came out, she was...
Yeah,
hated
I don't blame
it.
Her.
Yeah.
Angie's trying to move on with Lisa. And she's like, look, I just think we should like... bury the hatchet and just put this behind us. And Lisa goes, well, unless you're saying sorry, then I'm not going to accept it.
Fair. She's owed an apology.
Yeah. But Angie's not going to give it to her.
No. And then Lisa, then Whitney pokes her head in the mix and says like some bullshit.
And Lisa goes, Whitney, we are clean slate 2022. And I was like, and then it clicked in my head. I was like, oh my God, Lisa Barlow lives. She is so busy that she always sets her years to the next year. So she's actually living in 2022.
Yeah.
She's like, it's, you know how people are like.
Or she just like sets calendar. Like she's like.
No. I'm telling you, I'm talking about, you know, when someone's like, I always set my clock to like a half hour earlier than when I'm supposed to be there. Or
yeah.
So get there.
So that's, I'm not late.
That's Lisa, but she does it with years. So it's actually like. Every year that we have, just know Lisa's 1 year ahead.
She's 1 year ahead.
So that's why she's so busy. 2022, Whitney, because she thinks it's 2022.
I thought that she was just like, no, we are good until 2022. Like, and then we can rebuild. Like, she's so busy that like, she's like, in her calendar is like, Whitney and I are fine. We've buried the hatchet. And then like, we'll revisit any sort of conversation in 2022. But until then, it's like, we're good.
That's like someone in LA. That's like when you try to schedule a lunch with someone in LA and they're like, can you do... January of 20, or like doing
like,
a general meeting.
I'm slammed until January 2022, but like, are you free any weekend that month?
Or like when you're trying to like get a general meeting set up and they're like, are you able, they can't do this meeting, but are you able to do February of 2022?
And you're like, yeah.
You're like, yeah.
Unless the big one comes and takes me the fuck out, I'll be there. Also, it's Zoom.
I know.
Lisa's pushed to the edge and she goes, all I want to do is be fucking me and not have everyone questioning everything I think, say, do. Get off my fucking back. And I'm with her.
Yeah, and then she says the thing about Meredith and she's like, Meredith does not have my back right now.
Meredith's fugued.
Meredith's like...
She's dissociated fully.
Yeah.
She is also in a place of slimy chicken wrap and I don't blame her for going full.
She's at her table playing with her jewels.
Mm-hmm. Mentally, she's jeweling.
Mm-hmm.
But like physically, she's just staring off. Jenny's like laying on her shoulder. Did you catch that?
Mm-hmm.
I liked that.
Lisa starts crying and she's like, I felt like the accusations, the inference was that that I was trying to sabotage an LGBTQ charity. And she goes, my grandfather was gay. And she goes, and I grew up around that life and like in that community. So like I would never, which was like, that was, I was like, all right.
Mm-hmm. I love her yeah. gay granddad. I love a gay grandfather.
She goes, I supported since I was young.
She's weeping.
Whitney's mean.
Whitney sucks.
She's a meanie.
And she is just very high on her own supply.
Yeah.
I'm like, your house of cards will come crashing down someday.
Mm-hmm.
It will.
And then after everything's settled with that, Jenny just goes, Mary, we good? And Mary goes, sure.
This is a cursed outing from start to finish. From the second you get a phone call from Whitney asking you to do something, you know that the outing's cursed.
And Jenny's like, I really just like, I just always want to be positive and I want to have like a good time and that's all. And then Mary goes, good, good for you. And I was like, damn. And then Jenny reveals, she's like, guys, look, I think why I was so, it was so important for me to have a good day is because today's the death day of my daughter. And everyone just like, you just feel the energy go like, and she's like, her stillborn daughter passed away on this day.
Yeah.
So she's very triggered and very sensitive. And like,
seems like something you could have maybe brought up in the limo.
Yeah. It's
there's never a good time.
Never a good time to talk about it.
To like bring that to the table. But
it was definitely like, then what can you say?
I mean, you'd think it can't get much worse than a place like a platter of individually wrapped wraps.
But no.
But then it does get incredibly far more serious and worse.
And she starts crying and explaining, and then there's a silence, and then Whitney goes, wow, Jenny, I'm so sorry. I don't know what to say. And then you just hear Heather go, yeah, I'm really sorry. And you look at Mary. Mary's flat
no
face.
Emotion.
Zero emotion.
She is done.
Yeah.
Mary's on a hunger strike.
She's like this.
Side note, Jen looks amazing with red hair.
Yeah, she does. She should try it more.
I was like, this is very becoming. She it's
looks like Poison Ivy.
It's gorgeous. I think she should go for that.
Who am I?
Mary.
Mm-hmm.
At the head of, I love at the head of the table just going.
After this woman like bares her heart, bares her soul about her dead child.
No, Mary's in such a place that like nothing will change the way she feels about this horrible day. Mary's staring down the barrel of a loaded gun called all we have to eat are these wraps and we have a 2-hour drive back home.
Yeah.
After this.
She's like, I just want to be back in my home.
She's trying to get as far. I now know like her, the stretch limo is just so she can be as far away from everyone else as possible.
Mostly Lisa and Jenny.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was like, I feel like it was one of those outings where like the next day everyone woke up and felt embarrassed.
Yeah. I had that feeling when I was watching it where I was just like, everyone's acting foolish today.
Yeah, everyone's like,
they're not their best. They weren't their best selves.
No one was at their best. And I feel like everyone's going to wake up. And even if you didn't have a part in like the cringe, you're going to feel like cringe.
Yeah. I think Meredith is going to be like, that was really weird. Why didn't I say anything?
Everyone's going to be regretting.
I think
stuff.
Mary probably has no regrets.
No.
She has zero regrets.
Not, I don't think, I don't know.
She's like tripling down on her
except
sparkling
Mary, her
water
husband.
Claims. Yeah.
He might be the one regret.
But also, I'm like, if you're in your late 40s, like, you don't need to worry about your ovaries that much.
If you're between the ages of 44 and 60.
I think your ovaries hardening is the least of your worries.
I like whenever you have, see someone's like Wikipedia and it says their birth, there's a question mark. I love that.
Keep it nebulous.
Yeah. But yeah, it's a good episode.
It was good.
It was very uncomfortable.
I can't believe we're 7 into the season so far.
I know.
It's really just like moving fast.
But guys, stay tuned. We have our Beverly Hills Part 3 reunion coming up.
Oh my God. Love
and
it.
Hopefully we'll figure out another thing to recap.
Yeah, we'll think on it. In the meantime, on Wednesdays, there's Vanderpump Rules. we're here for you, or I'm here for you, covering that with various guests.
I'll come in at some point, I'm sure.
Yeah, you'll come in when you're caught up.
Mm-hmm. I'm not caught up.
Honey, you better get on the train now. It's actually not that bad this season.
Okay.
I'm not like... I'm like glad to, I'm with it to the bitter end.
It's rockstar.
It's fucking rockstar, mate. Wait, someone sent me a post that Jax and Brittany are like shooting their own show. I'm going to watch it.
On Spike TV. Probably. Or on Paramount Network. Dumois?
They should literally have a show. Why is Dumois like a thing?
When is Dumois going to start using like drone bombs? Like, they're getting so powerful.
They're too powerful. They're drunk with power.
Also, but they're not good at writing.
They don't really write that much stuff. But they do a little. Isn't it all people that just write into them?
Yeah. But sometimes I feel like they craft their own, and I'm like, who's writing this stuff?
I'm just like, I check in every once in a while, but I'm overcome with the SponCon of like, we get it. They CW, whoever paid you to like promote I Know What You Did Last Summer. Like, it'll just be, it's shows like that where they'll be like.
Oh, the Bukkake show?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The Cum Face show. Mm-hmm. Where it's like, oh my God, I just watched this, so fucking incredible. Like, and I'm just like, okay, like, stop.
Yeah, it's just Anon, please.
I
saw so-and-so and they were really nice.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to hear that.
I don't like I don't think tattletale energy. I think that's culturally even far
well,
more.
But I liked Gawker Stalker.
Culturally, tattletale energy is where we're all going, much to our own detriment. I think it will be the death of us. It already is like starting to be. But I'm anti tattletale energy.
But I liked Gawker Stalker and stuff like that.
But wasn't that a little bit different? Where yeah. It was like, so-and-so was leaving Best Buy. It wasn't like, I went up to them and said, yeah. Hey, I like your eyes. And they were really nice to me. Took a picture. It's just like, who cares?
Yeah.
Anyway, you just
Dumois said what?
They said that someone said a blind eye.
Right.
That Jax and Brittany have a show.
Well, we know how that's going to go.
Yeah. I'm like, love that she's resigned to a life of getting like emotionally abused on camera by her pig husband. Yeah, I'll be watching again. I love that I'm like down for whatever to
off
watch.
Of their heads.
Off of their, what is that from?
Saucy. Off of their head.
Off of their head.
Basic
how
bitches.
How to survive basic the lowest bitches guy of the lows.
When you're at your lowest.
When you hit rock bottom.
Off of the hat.
Literally.
Off with my head.
Off with our heads.
Guys, stay true. Follow Lara at Lars Marie. Stay true.
Please, if you do one thing, stay true. Please, guys, please stay true.
Stay true.
I like want to make stay true merch. Stay true. True to what? I don't know. That's for you to decide and stay true.
Whatever that true is, stay.
It's your own truth. Stay true. I'm actually crying. Stay true. Please do stay true though. Please.
Stay true.
I beg of you to stay true.
For the Federation.
Stay true. I like that it's just vague. Just asking that they stay true. I love just begging for someone to stay true.